You absolutely smashed that performance.
I tried.
How was it for you?
It was good, man. It's my third time at so far. Third time at South by Southwest, and it's just like, one, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning that I don't have to kill myself, but I just have to compensate. I have to be involved, man. But the show itself, bro, it's always sick. This was probably, it's not even the best one. All three, the second one I did, I was in the middle of the crowd jumping around, bro. So it's just a different energy. It was sick. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I want to move to Austin, though. That's the reality, bro. Like, Cali's cool. UK is lovely. Austin's fantastic. You get me?
Well, you are a multi-platform artist.
Trying to be.
Right. No, you are. You are. I see everything that you're doing online, with the music, with everything. You know, what are the secrets to creativity? Like, do you have to do more than good music in order to make it?
The saddest part is you don't have to do good music at all, bro. That's the saddest part. But I think to make it is crazy, because before I thought making it was like getting a number one single or having $1 million or pounds or whatever. And the reality is, bro, if you can have a side hustle and live your life and then just do music and feel happy, overall, you're going to feel more fulfilled. You know what I mean? I've got a lot of friends, a lot of artists who have made it, depressed, low, sad, you know what I mean? And I'm in a good place. I'm very grateful for the position and stage that I'm in. You always want to elevate, but make it. I feel like I made it 5 years ago, bro. I think I made it in 2016 when I did my first headline show. That's the truth. I brought the whole of Wolverhampton out. Young, old, everyone, bro. And everyone loved it. I brought young people to do their thing. So that to me is a make it feeling, you know?
Right, okay. So what brings you to life? I mean, like, just looking at you, you are dripped head to toe. Head to toe in sunshine, fam.
When you perform,
yeah,
it's not about being like the guy, but you have to showcase that, yo, you're a performer. If I just wear all black, I'm just blending in, bro. You know what
right,
I mean? So,
okay.
One of those, bro.
So, where do you get your joy from? Do you know what I mean? How do you find joy?
My joy?
Yeah.
Family. The reality that I'm still alive. The fact that I could have been born with many difficulties. You know, like, respectfully, it could be anything. Learning, physical. And not that there's anything wrong with anyone that has those things, because that's a superpower. But I was blessed to be able to walk and think and motivate and run off 3 hours sleep, you know what I'm trying to say? So I think more than anything, I'm just happy to be me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I look in the mirror, bro, and I'm like, I'm very happy what I see and what I've done and who I've become. That's the truth, man. Real talk.
All right, okay. So saying that, for people who are struggling to find joy in their lives, what advice would you give them?
Stop looking.
Right.
A lot of women, or even men actually, who look for love, for example, don't find it because they're going places they think they should go. If you believe in God or the universe, that's already written for you, bro. So stop running, stop looking, man. Just live life, laugh, let be. You know what I mean?
Aye.
If you want to go to a club, go to a club. If you want to go to a church, go to a church. But don't make that be the reason you're looking for love. Because
right.
Then you're coming into the conversation from the wrong point of view. It's like, I need love.
Yeah.
I need joy. It should be like, yo, I'm here. Who accepts this energy that I have? Mm. Oh, you. All right, cool. Let's talk. Before you know it, you're married, bro. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
Stop looking, man. They'll find you, man. It's written in the tapestry of fate, bro. It's there, bro. So,
and you know. Back to music. Who are you listening to right now?
Shady Oraka. D's Kid.
Those
are my guys. Who else? Zio. A lot of dancehall artists, too.
Right.
Oh, Anyone the Wanderer. Massacre is a dancehall artist. Valiant. TJ, these are some like newer artists that are doing well. Skilly Ben, Skeng. I love listening to my yard music, man. Grime wise, it's really just the old school guys, man. Like Get, Skepta, JME, BWE, Flirter D, JK, I have to big up JK, Sucks.
Yeah,
man, that's really it, man. And it's like when I just hear random stuff, like if I hear a Sanford tune, I'm like, yeah, that's me. If I hear a okay, Scraps. That's the last album I listened to.
Nice. Okay. Now, honestly, thank you very much. That's 5 questions in 5 minutes. How can people find you? How can people get in touch if they want to ask you a few questions or just to feel your vibe, get some joy from you?
I do apologize if it wasn't 5 minutes. But
no, it is.
All right, sick. Vital0, VITAL0, or IamVital.co.uk. Follow me up. Main Character Energy is the brand new EP. Go download that. Accept that, enjoy that. It's dancehall, it's rap, it's drill, and I'm here, man. More powers and more love. Kofi, you're an absolute legend, bro. You're my guy. Stay blessed. Wicked.